Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Mark Maskey of the Washington Post. The Panthers are no longer an option for Sean Payton. Panthers hired Frank Reich earlier today. And there was an issue with Payton's interview with the Broncos. Payton likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group, source says. What a load of bull.
Power struggle.
Sean Payton is...
What is he going to be there, arm wrestling?
Sean Payton is in Arizona right now.
I don't want to arm wrestle Condi.
Yeah, like Condi's the issue? It's just a load of crap. And the spin that Sean Payton's people are putting to try to save face with Sean Payton is...
It makes him look soft.
It looks ridiculous.
But, Derek, I think you hit the nail on the head yesterday, man. They're fiending for news.
Yeah, they're fiending making anything they can up, and it's hurting Sean Payton.
Meanwhile, Mike Kliss notes, a week ago, Mark Maskey reported Sean Payton, quote, likes the Broncos' stable ownership. Now this. Wonder what changed. What did Lewis Hamilton ever do to Sean?
He's like, I don't like it that stable. I like stable, but not that stable.
Dan Quinn sees the writing on the wall, Derek, and he pulls out of everything. And he's going to just stay with the Cowboys, as was announced by Tom Pelissero. The Broncos, according to Mike Kliss, have zeroed in on D'Amico Ryans to be their guy, but so have the Texans. So now, the Denver Broncos, with Sean Payton not being reasonable, Dan Quinn saying no, if they don't get D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Denver Broncos is likely to be Jim Caldwell. Hello? Y'all like that for a Thursday? And a lot of people are out there like, oh, grr, first-time head coach. Guys, you realize we'd be lucky to get D'Amico Ryans at this point. D'Amico Ryans is doing all right. 38 years old. Derek, he's only been a coach for 5 years.
And he's going to be a head coach already?
How about that? In 2017, he got his first job with the Niners. It's like, you know, defensive quality control, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
5 years later, he is in line to make a choice at age 38 between the Broncos and the Texans. He pulled himself out of consideration for the Colts and the Cardinals. He sued the Texans for millions of dollars, and they're still interested in hiring him. Ownership, I mean, you know, he gets it with ownership. He was drafted by that ownership. He was a second-round draft pick for them in 2016. And guess whose first year with the Texans was in 2016? Gary Kubiak. Not 26, 2006. 2006, 2006, sorry, 2006. So could Kubiak be behind this stuff? And this is crazy. Kubiak and Kubiak's connections, Derek, could work in Colorado, but they could work easily as well.
In Houston.
In Houston, where Gary has a big ranch.
Same. Yeah.
Could Gary Kubiak be sort of the puppet master on the offensive side of things, either in Colorado or with the Texans? And then you have the San Francisco influence. And you realize, holy cow, the Broncos are 49ers East for a team considered in the West. But look at the connections. Look at what's building up. And this goes to the argument you ultimately want to make Russell Wilson Brock Purdy. But at the end of the day, this is crazy, y'all. The choice comes down to, for D'Amico Ryans, would he rather go to a lousy team with a lousy record with questionable ownership, but you have the second pick in the draft because of Lovie's revenge. Lovie Smith getting that win over the Colts, screwing up his organization. But it's okay. You got C.J. Stroud. You got Bryce Young. You know, you're fine. You're going to get a quality guy if you want it, and you are going to get it. Or would you rather have the NFL's comeback player of the year next year in 2023, Russell Wilson? And that, Derek, is what it's going to boil down to. If you're D'Amico Ryans, what would you prefer?
Houston.
Why?
No state income tax. And my family lives down there.
His wife has a wife from Houston.
It's a no-brainer. Kids.
He's 38 years old.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, come on. He's not coming here. You think he wants to come here in this mess?
This is what Greg Penner now has to do. This, believe it or not, can you? So forget
you
about
better
this.
Pull up the Brinks truck for this guy.
Yeah,
really
forget about the second interview. It's not a second interview.
You're competing against things that are like priceless.
That's right.
Time with your family is priceless.
Could be. You're going to get paid millions with the taxes anyway.
Right. And no state income tax.
So what matters to you? Does $3 million more matter to you? $4 million a year more? I mean, what matters to you?
You better cover these taxes, dog.
There may not be a price. There seriously may not be a price. It's
no,
enough. It's
there's
enough
not
money.
A price. To, listen, there was no price. That, I wouldn't. There's nothing that would have made me spend another year away from my family.
Zero.
My wife would have disagreed, but I was like, no, I'm done with this.
No matter what it was.
Can't do it.
I mean, theoretically, you've already given up millions.
Right.
You could have played. You could have suffered through another couple years.
Yeah, I could have.
You could have bounced around somewhere.
I could have done it for a couple years. I really could have, probably.
You probably would have got bounced around.
But who knows what kind of shape would I have been afterwards?
Who knows, man? That's the price you pay.
Beat down.
You know the business you signed up for.
You know what you signed up for, and
yep.
I also knew when to get out.
But,
10
I mean,
years. I wanted to play 10 years, win a Super Bowl, and I did that. So.
Guys who bump around at your position, it's 3 to 5 per.
Oh, easy.
Easy. Maybe more.
3.5. I would have made 3.5 to 6.5 a year, 7 a year maybe.
So it's between.
For the next like 2-3 years.
Yeah, so you gave up maybe $7 to $11 million, something-ish.
Yeah, I'll make it up.
Okay, that's the right attitude.
I will.
So
it's just money. You can always make more.
You're kind of making my point. Maybe there's not a number that the Broncos can buy D'Amico Ryans.
There's no, it's a priceless, that time with his family that he's going to get. By being down there instead of being, because when he comes home at night, guess what? They're not there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm just trying to frame it for everybody.
Unless you pay me so much money.
So everybody griping about I have heard so many people.
Now, somebody would have said, hey, $20 million, come play, you know, a couple, 2 seasons with $20 million. I'd be like, I don't know.
Everybody has a price
tag. Maybe. Make it 22.
It's the one thing the Broncos. It's the one thing the Broncos could do.
They can do it. They can lure him with enough cash.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that that's their strategy. Or else they would have had a coach that they wanted.
You know what, dude? It's the wrong reason to take the job to.
It is.
If that's what it's going to take for you to get here,
because you're not going
to
be happy. Money does not. Listen, guys. Money does not make you happy. It only causes more problems.
So now, what for the Broncos? What happens next? We'll talk about it next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you, guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
On the text line in regards to having relatives near you, what am I missing? I would assume D'Amico Ryan's wife and children would live with them in Denver. Do they really need Gramps and Grammy there? They can probably afford a babysitter. Yeah, listen, I get it, man. We raised our kids without help for the early time in their lives.
That's how we do it, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it.
But it's a pain in the butt.
The question is, if you could choose between one situation and another, what would you choose? That's all.
You choose to have family around, obviously.
Yeah.
And no state income tax.
But yeah, listen, I get it. You can of course, you know, you can figure it out. It's not necessarily make or break. I think the bigger football issue, if you're D'Amico Ryans, is your quarterback situation.
Yep.
Because, you know, at the end of the day...
I don't think so. I really don't. I really think that having the happiness of your family is... That's what people don't get, man. They don't get that, like, that can make or break a season.
And let me back up just a pinch. What do you think about the fact that D'Amico Ryans is the leading candidate for the Broncos?
I mean, just the things that have... How do we really know that, though?
Oh, I trust Mike Kliss.
Yeah, I do, too.
I mean, we can put other things together, too.
But it is crazy, because think about what the list would look like 4 days ago.
Things change, man. That's the way this stuff goes. Don't forget, we've had, like, 3 straight days of, like, nothing. And that's why we were, you know, we were talking about the feed the beast. The Muggles are getting hungry.
Imagine if Sean Payton just kept his mouth shut.
I think there's other things in his past that are coming to the surface that, you know, it doesn't even matter. Because one of the things these teams do extensive background checks on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Things, if there's something out there, it's going to pop up. That's why with VJ, it was so surprising that the details of some trouble he got in Boulder were hidden and did not pop up. And they surfaced because it really felt buried. And it did not come up with the full details until after he got the job, which made that an awkward situation, to say the least. No. They do deep investigations on all sorts of stuff.
They do it on players they draft, too. It's just the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. So I think there was something else going on, too, with Sean Payton. And whether that matters to a team or not, Derek, hey, man, that's up to the teams to decide. Maybe it matters. Maybe it doesn't matter. Who knows?
Yeah, what are you willing to tolerate? You know?
That's right. That's right. Everybody has their different level of acceptance. Meanwhile, in New York, Robert Saleh.
Oh, this is great.
Hires Nathaniel Hackett as his head coach.
But Nathaniel,
as his offensive coordinator.
But Nathaniel, he's one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast guy with regards to scheme. So there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with, and he's gotten great head-to-head success with all the quarterbacks.
Lies. He had zero, literally the worst offense in the history of the organization is what he had.
With the Broncos.
Yes.
So we're throwing that out the window.
That one doesn't count. It's insane.
That one doesn't count. Why doesn't it count?
It's like if you shot 3-pointers and you went 10 for 40 and said you made every shot you shot. Well, you missed, 30 of them. Well, I didn't. Those don't count.
Those don't count. I'm just counting the last
10. It's insane for a coach to sit there and just lie. Just lying. They brought him there to try to bring Aaron Rodgers. Look, they're even saying it on SportsCenter that previously served is Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think it works out? Here's what happened. Just to back up,
I think if they get Aaron Rodgers over there, I think it could work out, or it could just go down in flames.
Whatever, though.
Or they don't get him, and then they get some other trash quarterback, and they have a terrible. Then they have the worst offense in the league.
We're about to find out.
But he's not the head coach, though. You know what I mean? He is the play caller, so it's a little different.
It's a big difference. Big.
Because I think he is a good play caller when that's his only role.
Big difference. But you know what's happening
here? I think it was too much for him here. It was too much going on.
It's tough being a head coach, and this is why everybody's...
Especially with a quarterback like Russell Wilson.
You had a very, very complicated situation.
Yeah, very touchy. Especially when you have to, apologize for saying something that's not even,
So why is D'Amico Ryans...
Because his answer should have been yes.
Why is D'Amico Ryans going to handle Russell Wilson better?
I think because he played. He's a player, and he's not going to play that.
Okay.
He's not going to deal with that. And what did he play? How long did he play for?
He was 2006 to, 2011 with the Texans, and I think he played a season for the Eagles. So about 7-8 years.
Yeah, so he's a tenured vet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he knows goes, and he knows what flies and what doesn't.
He was a second-round draft pick for the Texans. He was a big-time. Same as you.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know. You know what's acceptable and what's not. Sometimes a head coach that hasn't played before, coaches that haven't played, they're just kind of like, they don't see it, They don't really see it for what it is.
Albert Breer, more or less, the Jets saw that Hackett lost a political war in Denver.
What was the political war?
Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
guy's a nightmare.
Wait a second. I thought you said he's going to be comeback player of the year. What are you talking about?
I didn't say he's not a nightmare. That doesn't mean he's not a nightmare.
KJ, this guy. Does he like Russell Wilson or does he not like Russell Wilson?
Man, well, it all depends on the coin that's flipped that day.
Got to keep him guessing.
We're about to find... Hey, man, we are about...
I don't, listen, don't put me in a box. I don't have to pick a side.
I'll tell you, man, we are...
Some days I like him. Some days I'm like, I don't like him.
Yeah, we're about to get some truth serum, some serious truth serum here. Because everybody who's crying about a first-time head coach, what if that first-time head coach turns you down for a team that won, like, three games as the second pick in the draft, has questionable ownership?
The catfish curse just keeps following you then.
We're about to find out what's what. And unbelievably... After D'Amico Ryans, it's Jim Caldwell. After D'Amico Ryans, with what has happened this afternoon, it's Jim Caldwell. Or, hey, seriously, guys, do you just start all over again? Do you start from scratch after the Super Bowl's over and just whatever? And we're going to just try everything new. I know they want D'Amico Ryans, so they'd be happy with D'Amico Ryans. So stow your emotional feelings about a first-time coach. Put that in a basket, because they right now would be lucky to get get Ryans. I'll kill you with truth about it coming up next.
I'm just an old truth teller.
It's time for D-Mac to kill you with truth.
I want the truth.
Tell the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
Here on The Drive.
DenverSports.com, I wrote about the crazy choice that is happening right now, and the choice is not who the Broncos want. It's if D'Amico Ryans wants the Broncos or the Texans. Can you believe we have circled the drain to this point? And nothing against D'Amico Ryans, nothing about to me. He seems like a great guy. I mean, he has the respect of his peers. He was a second-round draft choice, 10-year vet, yada, yada, yada. And in 5 years, he has skyrocketed to the top. But for a guy to just be coaching for 5 years and now he's choosing between two franchises? And the truth is, the biggest hang-up may be Russell Wilson. And I'm not trying to be mean to Russell Wilson. But boy, oh,
calm
boy,
down,
boy,
KJ.
I am not being mean to Russ, okay?
I think KJ's just his he got wore thin.
The truth is, this
look, he
is,
don't even care anymore.
Do you want to coach Russell Wilson or not?
No, nobody wants to coach him right now.
Well, we're about
especially
to find
now
out.
That you got this coming out.
We are about
you don't
to
think
find
that
out.
You don't think that the Hackett stuff was going around that had, like, you got a good coach fired. Then you got one of the best defensive coordinators in the league that you could have is saying, "No, I don't want the job. I don't want to work here." I don't want this mess.
Can you believe?
And guess what
situation?
Else? I don't think that Caldwell is a serious candidate.
I think he's break glass in case of emergency. And guess what? Get the hammer ready.
Yeah.
That's the truth, too.
That's the position we're in. That's insane. Insane that we scared off coaches. Condoleezza Rice scared off Sean Payton. He can't handle a powerful woman in here. Good. We don't want you, bud.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Well, Condi scared him away.
Well, there's a problem, according to Mark Maskey.
Hey, God.
According to Mark Maskey, there was a battle.
She intimidated him.
I guess so.
He said,
The truth is...
How dare a woman question me?
Can you imagine what this is looking like to, like, Rob Walton, old man Walton?
Oh, he's probably like,
what is going on? Greggy, what is happening?
He's probably walked into a few Walmarts. You think he's even been to Walmart? That's a good question. You think
if you had $60 billion, how much time would you be spending?
I mean, I don't go to Walmart now, really. So,
are you banned? Okay. Well, the truth is,
there's a wrench in it.
I'll give you this: Rob Walton's not banned from Walmart.
Maybe. Lift that band for me so I can start.
I don't know. He's probably like...
I need to get those rollback deals.
Hey, dude, he's probably like Warren Buffett. He's probably one of those dudes that has so much money.
He just drives McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. He drives a lousy car and goes to
Walmart.
Lives
in the same house since like 1985.
Yeah, but you know that Warren Buffett had two wives? Did you not know that?
Wait.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not legal.
He's a billionaire, dude. I kill you with truth. Warren Buffett had two wives.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm watching a documentary on Warren Buffett, and it's going along. I'm okay, all right, interesting how he did it, this, that. And then my second wife, while I had a first wife, what happened is his original wife just had her own life that she wanted to live in San Francisco, and he didn't want to leave Nebraska. But he found another woman who I think he worked as secretary or something like that, and she was his companion, and they just figured out a life, the two of them. He never got divorced. He just lived basically with two wives.
Yeah, but they weren't legally married.
You know, I got to double check that. But, like, they is a polyamorous relationship. How about that? Warren Buffett, polyamorous relationship. Everybody was cool with. Because the first wife just didn't want to live in Omaha anymore. I mean, you kind of get it, right?
I mean, I'd rather live in Nebraska than San Francisco.
Whatever. I'm sure there's a million other places you'd rather live in than Omaha, Nebraska.
No, it's not bad.
It's terrible. Have you ever been to Omaha, Nebraska?
The cost of living is cheap.
Super cheap.
And Warren Buffett is a cheapo.
Cheapo. He is a ridiculous cheapo.
His poor kids don't get anything.
They have to work for it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
His poor kids. Talking about the billionaire.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's, you know.
Out of taking their shoes.
I'm rolling my eyes, the poor kids.
They had to come up off them shoes, KJ. You feel me?
KJ, real quick, how much you feeling Russ right now? You still back him? You still good with Russ?
No, man. In all seriousness, outside of the shenanigans, I'm still cool with Russ. I think at the end of the day, he has to be honest with himself about what works for him. Like, he's aging, man. Like, you can't sit up here and act like you're not aging, bro. Like, that's what I want for him next season. You know, we joke about the Russell Wilson challenge and everything. Just be honest with yourself. You know what your limitations are now compared to what they were 5 years
ago.
What
an ego blow, though, if D'Amico Ryans chooses the Texans over the Broncos. What an ego blow that is.
I would agree, because we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't say that Russell Wilson played a
Broncos. How about this? What if we find out, too, if he chooses the Texans, that the Broncos did offer more money and he still chose the Texans? We might not find that out, but, you know. Hey, listen, it's clear as the nose on your face, though, the Broncos' number one candidate is D'Amico Ryans. So this is not about, y'all, a second interview. This is about getting him here to get him here. And he's going to be busy this weekend trying his best to stop Jalen Hurts and the Eagles on the road in Philadelphia. But I'm going to be standing there. I am actually going out. This is crazy. What an unbelievable coincidence. I'm going to be out in Santa Clara this weekend. I'm going to be staying at a hotel 2 miles from the facility. I'm going to go out to that airport on Monday morning or Sunday night, whenever they land, Derek. I'm going to try to help. I'm going to go out there, Derek, and I'm going to try to help recruit.
Go through the sign.
D'Amico Ryans, we love you, D'Amico. Come here to Denver.
Just go. Listen, go to the facility.
Yeah.
When they come back from the game.
What up, Lynch?
Or wait outside of the stadium.
I'm kind of boys with Lynch.
Yeah, because you know how they pull into this. Where do they park their cars? Go to
I don't know. Yeah, go there, right?
Find that out.
Find out
where they park their cars.
Yeah. It's D'Amico.
Listen, what you do is you talk to Ed.
Talk to Ed?
Yeah, he can talk to Christian.
I knew Christian when he was five. Yeah, keep going.
And then tell, be like, hey, where
Christian knows me. Christian knows me.
Christian, get me in the parking lot.
Christian, get me in the parking lot.
Just wait by his car.
You know, Ed might forget. I'll call Lisa. Lisa will help.
Yeah, she'll make
Lisa,
it happen.
Lisa would make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the real boss.
She's the real boss. That's it. I'll get to D'Amico Ryans through Lisa, through Christian, and I'll do a little espionage on a late Sunday night when they land.
We're going to find out what's really happening.
Yeah.
Turns out he's like not even, he doesn't.
What if he's not on the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose, do you have to come back on the plane? How about that?
We just gave up the information because we know that they're listening to us.
Yeah.
So they probably have a jet waiting for them.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Santa. I can't believe I'm actually going to be there. I'm going to be there.
That's going to be cool.
Oh, my gosh. First, I have to be in Sacramento for a day, which is... But I'm eventually going to be staying in Santa Clara through the weekends, recruiting D'Amico Ryans. But can you believe it's come to this? Can you believe it's come to this?
We're in a situation where Caldwell could be the head coach.
How you feeling about that?
Well, I think you're right. I think that Ryans is plan A, and I think Caldwell is plan B right now.
Sean Payton is.
I think the plan A, plan B scenario has shifted so many times for them.
Yes.
Because of all the moving parts and, after an interview, they don't really like it. And then Condi scares off Sean Payton. And
that's great. That is.
I mean, that's what happened. That's basically what they're saying.
Obviously. That's what Sean Payton's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Payton, I don't want to have this power struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's involved in the day to day so much, bud.
Yeah. No, she scared him away.
No, she probably was like, hey, because there were some things about him going around, and I think she don't play that.
Condi.
She don't want somebody like that around here. She don't want to be associated with a guy like that.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Condi.
This is so delicious.
Condi's out here burning the grass, getting the snakes out.
Dan Quinn is going back to the Cowboys. Frank Reich is going to be.
You think Condi just scared everyone off? She's the one.
Well, here's how I think it went now that we're this far down the path.
Let's get Sir Lewis over here.
Maybe it's Sir Lewis's problem. Maybe he's the problem.
Doubtful. He's probably not involved at all.
Do you think he even knows he owns a portion of the Broncos?
No.
I think Harbaugh was number one and Payton was number two, and let's see. I think Harbaugh flaked out, and it was kind of like, are you sure, are you sure, are you sure? All right, we got Sean Payton. I think they found out some stuff about Payton, and it just was like, holy cow, this is bad. I think they had some other candidate like Evero.
She checked him on it.
I think Evero checked the Broncos.
I think
he was just like, you treated my guy Hackett poorly. You know, I think he kind of checked them out. So he's done.
Where do you think he's going to be?
He's going to land on his feet somewhere. I think if the Broncos.
Where is he interviewing at?
Well, everywhere. He interviewed at all places.
People aren't talking about him. So, like, he's going to be.
He interviewed at all five openings.
Do you think that Houston and...
I think he could be Houston's backup plan. I think Evero could be Houston's backup plan. Yeah. Yeah. He'll be fine. If he doesn't get a head coaching job, he'll be fine.
If Ryan's comes here, then Evero will be down.
I think that's a very good possibility. But to talk about...
But if Ryan's is down there...
It's Jim Caldwell.
Which, I mean, I don't hate that.
Well, you know what? It checks a lot of boxes for people that are worried about a first-time head coach. I mean, you got a guy who got the Lions to the playoffs. You got a guy who's tight with Peyton Manning. I mean, there's a lot of positive things about Jim Caldwell. I mean, he's not the most exciting guy in the world. I'll give you that. But
that's not what we want.
Okay. He might be a...
Is he a culture changer?
A much better version of Vic Fangio. A much better version.
Yeah.
Meaning an older guy, experienced... But just, you know, a dude that...
Never heard a player say anything really bad about him.
No, nope. And listen, man, he was there, unfortunately, when Peyton Manning was hurt. And, you know, there wasn't much you could do. And they were making a big change. But he has been retired for quite a few years. And he's 67 years old.
Is that your short term?
I don't know, man. That's a great question.
I'd rather just wreck it with Rosberg.
And he's out.
Completely out again.
Out.
Again?
He's out.
Well, remember, now he's out again?
He's out.
Ah.
Harbaugh, out. Shaw, out.
How do we know Harbaugh's out for sure?
Out.
That deal's going to get done over there? Or he just, like, made it clear, like, I did not.
It's done.
And do you think it was because he didn't want to compete?
I don't know. That is such a great question.
Like, he just didn't want to compete with any other. He didn't want to deal. Like, he didn't want to get embarrassed. He didn't want to get caught up in that. And then,
nobody wants. Aren't you seeing that trend? Nobody wants to be embarrassed.
No. Everybody's scared.
The Broncos don't want to be embarrassed by Ryan's turning them down.
Scared money don't make money.
No, dude. Everybody's afraid of that.
Yeah. Everybody's afraid to get turned down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nobody's going to, I don't know, who's going to go up and ask her out?
Hey, man, because you get that reputation, and that might...
She might say no.
That might stop you from getting other jobs, or another girl. Like, what's wrong with him? Why did she turn him down? What's wrong with him?
I mean, the Broncos didn't want him. What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him? Sean Payton's getting a whole heck of a lot, what's wrong with him? What time is... So, back in Arizona, they're an hour behind us. Are they not? That's right. They're worried with that. So it's almost 5 o'clock in Arizona. See, I'm sitting here waiting for Arizona to make an announcement, like right now. We'll have Andrew Mason along, and this is an ongoing fluid situation. All the breaking news right here on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and T-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, we get some breaking news here today about Sean Payton. You all right? What's funny?
Here, Richie said, just say it.
Say what?
Say you're a beta male.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Who are you talking to, Rooftop?
I could joke around and say I was talking about you, but in reality, I was talking about Dan Quinn. I said Dan Quinn's just the Jim Harbaugh of the NFL.
Okay,
flirts with
just
it every year and then ends up just slunking back to where he was originally because he's ducking the competition.
He didn't want to be embarrassed. And
where did this Sean Payton like backpedaling now? Right, like what is going on here?
So Mark Maskey, who's a reporter for the Washington Post. It's a good paper. The Panthers are no longer an option for Sean Payton. There was an issue with Sean Payton's interview with the Broncos. Payton likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group. The only two members he met with were Condoleezza Rice and Greg Penner. So is it Condi or Greg? I mean, who you got a problem with? He didn't meet with anybody else, or unless he just is a big McLaren fan, and he doesn't like Sir Lewis. I mean, that seems like a stretch. I mean, maybe he hates Star Wars and Starbucks.
Yeah, but who knows?
So
maybe George Payton was in there posturing.
But George Payton is not an owner, man.
Yeah, but...
All right, so anyways, that's the tweet, which is stupid.
Maybe they weren't willing to give him the power, right, Richie? Maybe they weren't willing to give him the power that he really wants because they're like, hey, we like Georgie a little bit, you know?
Time out. Here's Sean Payton tweeting 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, ownership.
Now, let me just
was great.
Set this up.
Read between the lines, bud.
There is video of him at the Cardinals checking in at 9 a.m. and leaving about an hour ago. I'm following Cameron Cox, who's a TV guy down there in Arizona. He was there from like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., okay?
Making the rounds.
Breaking. Michael Bidwell and Sean Payton just left in Bidwell's car after spending all day. That came in an hour ago. So he's there right till above 4 o'clock. 9 to 4, okay? 7 hours at the facility. During that time, guess what? Dan Quinn pulled out. Dan Quinn saw where it was going and just said, I'm ejecting.
I can't watch this thing, dude. I'm
sorry. See you later.
They got the Kobe stuff playing up here, and you're talking about Dan Quinn. I can't even, like...
Meanwhile, here's Sean Payton. Here's Sean Payton. Sean Payton gets out. He leaves the interview. What's the first thing Sean Payton does?
Tweets
about the Broncos. Zero.
It's like, no. No, guys.
He's quote tweeting Mark Maskey about his problem with zero truth to this.
That means that interview may have been a little.
Sean Payton, Derek, is trying to save the Broncos as a possibility.
Maybe because they the offer that he.
It was very.
Maybe the money they're putting on the table down in Arizona isn't what he was thinking.
He doesn't want to come off like he's mad at the ownership. This is a crazy series of things. Sean Payton, zero truth to this. We had a great visit. Broncos ownership was fantastic. He's putting this out after 8 hours with the Cardinals. Why is he trying to put out a fire with the Broncos after spending all day with the Cardinals?
Listen, I wouldn't go to dinner with Colin Coward anymore. The old coward.
Right. I don't think Coward was lying. I think Coward was spitting.
I think he was too.
The truth from Sean Payton.
And now he's like, oh, we shouldn't have done that.
Sean Payton's head must be spinning about like what's going on.
He was probably at dinner having a couple drinks, you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, I'm you know.
But dude,
swinging it around, you know what I mean?
What does it say to the Cardinals that he would spend all day there and the first thing he does is send a message to the Broncos?
Yeah, dude, come on.
What the hell is going on?
What don't you think you should tweet like just had a great meeting with the Cardinals, great ownership, great organization.
The first thing you do after 8 hours with the Cardinals is kiss ass to the Broncos?
I'm drunk.
It's like those kids that are getting recruited in college. You're like, oh, I just had a great, just went to Florida and it was awesome. They offered me $13 million.
What do you got, Alabama?
Hey, Alabama, how about 14?
It should be noted, too, in the article about D'Amico Ryans by Mike Kliss, it should be noted that Mike did include Sean Payton as still an option.
And D'Amico Ryans was also a 10-year NFL vet and a two-time Pro Bowler. So he's got a, like, as a player, that is a resume.
Sean Payne is trying to keep his keep things alive. He's trying to keep
hope
alive.
I don't want him here. Don't come here. Don't come here.
What a wild day, man.
I'm going to come.
What a wild day. Meanwhile, Nathaniel Hackett gets the job with the Jets, and Frank Reich is now with the Panthers. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think what's going to happen next is somebody's going to leak some more stuff about Sean Payton. And I think Condi's going to have to make a statement and be like, I'm sorry, Sean, I didn't mean to emasculate you.
Wait a second. Condi's going to apologize?
And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo.
Condi's going to apologize?
She might have emasculated him.
I also want to apologize to my stylist, Hollywood. And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo.
Oh, I love how Condi got pulled into this. She probably didn't do anything.
What did Condi do?
She emasculated him.
What the hell? What is your problem with Condi?
I'm just doing what you guys do. Just making things up. I don't know. What everybody else is doing is making things up, pulling it out of thin air.
Sean Payne's trying to keep his name in the mix with the Broncos.
So yeah, because you know why? To have leverage, you have to have two.
It's a crazy Hail Mary attempt here, because who knows how things really went with the Cardinals? And who knows if D'Amico Ryans will take the job with the Broncos? And Sean Payton is trying to bail water on a sinking ship.
It's the classic, there was two girls at the bar that were into you, you couldn't pick one, now you're going home with none.
Oh,
but
man.
At least he gets to go home to a $10 million job a year.
Maybe he hates that job with Fox. Maybe he just is bored by it.
I get it. I'm bored. Something real happen? Is there fake news, nonstop fake news?
Things are happening, but they happen slowly. And you got to read between the lines.
I mean, come on. Now we're talking about how Condi emasculated Sean Payton. It's just hilarious to think of that. That she bulldogged him in there. Like,
how do you think she put him in his place?
She gave him a wedgie or something. I don't know.
Condi was a political power broker for a decade. You think she's sweating sitting across the table from skinny Kevin James?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but what is she questioning Sean Payton? Like, is she belittling his onside kick?
She's belittling his masculinity.
Yeah.
And checking him on his past.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to probably brought up all the things that happened in his past.
Greg Williams.
Yeah, but what was the
Bounty Gate?
The Bounty Gate. Yeah.
Hey, that
what gate was it?
Now, see, you're being actually a little bit serious, but I am.
I'm being dead serious because I think she checked him on all that stuff.
I bet you're right.
Because they're going to do their due diligence on all these coaches, and like you said earlier, they do all of the digging.
If you're Condoleezza Rice, actually, you're kind of hitting on something. We were joking, but that's. If I'm kind
no,
of
I really do believe that. I believe that he has a problem with, like, a powerful woman checking him on things.
Yeah.
Because we've heard things about his past and the way he lives his life and whatever, to each their own.
He definitely has to answer that.
A powerful woman who checks you on things is going to sit wrong with you if you don't like that.
What's he saying about Bounty Gate? What's he saying about Bounty Gate? How did he allow that to happen? That's a tough question to answer.
How do you answer it?
It's tricky because either...
Coach, remember when you got suspended from the NFL, from coaching for a whole year?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well,
and then they probably started asking him all these questions about his personal life that he didn't think anybody knew about.
How do you
explain... But these are billionaires, and this is a political powerhouse. Like somebody who is tied in. You think she don't... Come on.
How do you think he does explain Bounty Gate? How do you think he explains it?
It wasn't my fault. I was just...
Right?
Well, he probably doesn't take any kind of responsibility for it.
How did you allow it? How did you allow your defense coordinator to have that and you had no clue?
No clue. Yeah, you had no clue what was going on. Come on, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Get real.
Right. How do you allow that? And that makes you look
weak. Maybe he tried to lie and maybe she checked him on it.
And that makes you look weak, too. Either you allowed it or you knew about it or you allowed it.
He got emasculated in there.
I mean, you look pretty bad.
Or he felt silly. And now he's like, wait, no, I love those guys. Those guys are great. Like, you know how it goes. These people are professionals. They kept it professional, but you could still professionally
God, I wonder if
you can still keep it professional and really dog somebody.
I wonder if you're right. I wonder if he got out of that meeting. He got grilled by Condi Rice about Bounty Gate.
And then went and ran his mouth.
And ran his mouth.
Because that's what the consensus is here. He runs his mouth.
And now
he's been doing talk show host too much.
And now
he does talk.
And now he is bailing.
Mm-hmm.
Now he is swimming.
Yep. Like I said,
so maybe
sometimes you don't make a choice. They make it for you.
I think
playing hard to get.
I think Sean Payne is so. What'd you say? 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag?
Yep.
I think that is Sean Payne, man. I don't want it. Hey, man, I will absolutely take my chances.
I don't want those problems.
With D'Amico Ryans over this dude. Forget this guy. Forget Sean Payne.
Too much going on there.
Way too much.
I have a feeling this ownership group doesn't like all that attention.
Yeah.
They like to keep things in-house, keep things quiet.
Forget him. Forget Sean Payne.
They want to be a quiet powerhouse, you know what I'm saying?
I'm laughing at Sean Payton trying to bail right now.
Speak softly, carry a big stick type of folk.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. Telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.